I am untouchable. A phrase I think about often. I am untouchable. I will not break, not bend, not soften. Something you say with pride and poise. A word that we wield like a blade to slice fear. I am untouchable. I wielded it and wore it for many long and harrowing years. Like a knight dons their armor, plates heavy and unyielding, I am untouchable, unmoved, unperturbed, unfeeling. Others bequeath the word upon me too, the pretty girl who could handle it all, the one that everyone knew. She must be untouchable, the one who leads the class at the top. She has it all together, don't you see the men stare, stand, and stop? A force of nature with a smile, untouchable I was. With that singular word, I speared my way through life like a star from the heavens does. My mind, a castle, a fortress, built upon that word as its foundation. Untouchable, I clung to it like a blessing, like a promise to my salvation. And I, a knight defending its walls, was a last bastion, a god of that world inside me. I, at my very core, was untouchable, so I forged on, fighting invaders away, blindly. And it wasn't until decades had passed that even I gave the word a thought. I am untouchable, untouchable. And on that word, I was caught. Untouchable is unbeatable, yes, but it's also so very lonely. Cold and distant, on display, isolated, the one and the only. I don't want to be untouchable, a thought like an earthquake to my core. The fortress quaked, for the night had gone mad, and nothing could remain as before. I wanted to be touched, but now my courage was but a droplet in the ocean. So that's when that maddened knight set this plan into motion. And dear listener, if you're still there, I suppose it's truly where the story ends and begins. Every small step, every story, I count among my little wins. I will not go on as untouchable, but somehow I don't seem to care as much. I'd rather open the castle gates to a world of fear, if it means I might be touched.